From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The UN Security Council is holding emergency talks today on North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. North Korea, the Economic Institute scholar Troy Stangaron, on whether the UN meeting might produce anything new.
I would expect there to be a statement from the council condemning the test, but I think it's unlikely that we see additional sanctions. Sanctions on North Korean missile tests tend to be related to things like their space launch, which are much more robust rockets than this.
North Korea fired the ballistic missile Sunday on a high projection into the Sea of Japan in what has been described as the first test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang. At this hour, President Trump is hosting a roundtable with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House. The president's daughter, Ivanka, a senior advisor, is participating in the meeting along with female business leaders. As the U.S. and Canada prepare to launch a joint initiative for female business leaders and entrepreneurs, not on the public agenda, but it is likely to be discussed, are economic issues, including trade. Mr. Trump said he wants to renegotiate or scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Police in Pakistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a protest rally in the eastern city of Lahore, killing 13 people, including two police officers. Dozens of people were wounded in the blast. The rally was being staged outside the provincial legislature by chemists and pharmaceutical manufacturers against new regulations. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In a report released Monday, Human Rights Watch accused Pakistan and the United Nations Refugee Agency of complicity in promoting unlawful and coerced repatriation of tens of thousands of Afghan refugees.
When you create conditions, as was the case in Pakistan, where people feel they have no choice but to leave, where their lives have become intolerable because of constant abuse, being forced to pay bribes, threat of detention, threat of deportation, having their businesses raided, having their homes raided, and the rest of it, then you are, it's tantamount to forcing people across the border. And that is what Pakistan did, and that is why we say it's an unlawful, coerced return of refugees.
The Human Rights Watch senior researcher Patricia Gosman. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday he regrets the U.S. rejection of his pick to be the world body's next envoy for Libya. He called former Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad, in his words, the right person for the right job at the right time. The United States blocked Fayyad's appointment Friday, with U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley saying in a letter the U.S. was, in her words, disappointed by the choice of Fayyad. Libya has struggled for political stability since the 2011 overthrow of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. A Kenyan judge has jailed officials of a national doctors' union for a month because of an ongoing strike.
I think the judgment was not fair because I believe it was a legal strike. The only thing is that there has not been any, you know, the negotiations has hit a rock. And at the end of it all, for me, it is not right, it's not fair. You cannot put them in because they had a right to get out and actually fight for their rights.
The public hospital doctors are seeking better pay and working conditions. Kenyan university lecturers are also on strike over pay. These strikes are a test for President Uhuru Kenyatta, who will be seeking a second term in a few months. Nearly 200,000 people remained under evacuation orders Monday in the western U.S. state of California while authorities tried to repair erosion of an emergency spillway at the country's tallest dam to keep it from failing and unleashing uncontrolled floodwaters. Hear now from an emergency management official.
We're sending military police to assist with law enforcement in securing evacuated areas. And we're also going to be sending mass care and shelter units that can shelter either responders or displaced people.
Officials are trying to drop the dam's water level as more storms are forecast to hit the region on Wednesday. The dam holds back Lake Oroville, playing a role in both California's water and power systems. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.